Welcome back. This is your gracious and lovely host, Bree Shea, and this is another episode of the Queendom Hour. So y'all already know where to find me. This is the social plug time. Instagram is underscore Queen B Shea. The Queendom Hour, Twitter underscore Queen B Shea, and most definitely, y'all, don't forget about my website. I have been very current on there as of this past Wednesday, so most definitely go check that out. Comment, subscribe, y'all already know. Go follow me, go friend me, all that great stuff. If you need to contact me outside of any of that, most definitely hit me up on my email at thequeendomhour@gmail.com. So y'all, this is the thing about today's episode, is that I already talked about this before previously, but I got more so into my story about celibacy. And just recently I was on, I think it was Instagram, and I came across this post that said, "The longer you stay celibate, the idea of someone touching you who doesn't meet your wants or needs mentally, spiritually, or physically will make you feel sick. Maybe this is the key to life." And I could not agree more. Like, that is so true. Like, so you already know this is the Queendom Hour, so we're keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. This is where we create a space of transparency where we can come and talk. So yes, today's topic is going to be about sex. It's going to be about celibacy, but more important, it's going to be about the transparency of it all. And that post, like, spoke to me, like, so tough. I cannot tell y'all enough of how many times I have had a crush, and with my crushes, I'm just like, oh, I just love them. Like, well, not like love not like love them like that, but or honestly, like, I love men. Like, I love everything about men. I appreciate the features of men. I appreciate their round and wide eyes. I appreciate their wide noses. I appreciate full lips. I appreciate broad shoulders and big backs. I appreciate glutes and nice elongated legs and athletic legs and big feet, big hands, the hair. Like, I appreciate men. And I know, y'all, that's probably very descriptive, but I'm just being honest. Like, I appreciate the aesthetic of a man. My preference is a black man. I just appreciate that all. So I just remember just having, like, crushes that I just honestly lust after. So when I'm lusting after them, it just clouds, like, my judgment and everything in regards to, you know, who I don't want to say pursuing, because I'm not doing pursuing. I'm just, you know, admiring from a distance. But we all know when we get to our crushes, we trying to see, like, what would be the next step that I can take in order to be, in order to get with or see what this person is about. And I'm here for it. Like, I'm most definitely here for it. I'm here for, you know, I know you all done seen those stories on Twitter about how females then slid in the DMs and now they together for 6 years. They, you know, having babies, getting married, traveling the world together. Like, I'm here for all of that. But those haven't been my stories. When I crush off of the physical, off of appreciating your physical attributes. And it does not always come back in great return. Because for the last, like, 3 years solidly, I have been crushing, and it always turns out like, nah, this person is like trash. So now it's like you get to this point of where you done had all these feelings and all this adrenaline rushing and, you know, these butterflies. And now you get to know the person and all of that stuff goes away. I'm that type of person. I'm that type of person of that when I'm done, I'm completely done. Like I don't want anything to do with you. And it's not on some like disrespectful stuff. It's just that I know that you're not a person that I could truly rock with. And it has nothing to do with, you know, what you might do or what you might be for other people. It's just for me. For me personally, I can't rock with you because I move a certain way and certain things are getting done and you just not moving according to how I move and not even like in sync or close to it. So I just can't rock with it like that. So here it is. Just crushing, and then you get to that point to where it's just like, you know, like, ugh, like I don't even want to be close to you or for you to like, you know, touch me. Or have you ever had somebody who, you know, you found interest in, but then you got to know them and then they just like, you know, pop up and kiss you and it's just like, ew, like why would you do that? You don't feel anything. And it's like the longer, because I'm working on like 7 or 8 years, I lost count. I know it could be 9, I don't know, in regards to my celibacy journey. And it has not been perfection, but it has been just that, a journey. It has been a process to where now it gets to the point to where you know, after working through my lust, it gets to the point to where I don't even entertain anyone who doesn't like feed me on my own definition of intimate levels. And I think intimacy is defined by the person. My intimate levels comes from intellect. It comes from, what other things that I feel like it comes from intellect, it comes from my emotions and being challenged. I love being challenged. I feel like if you can challenge me, you can take a challenge, and we're always in the business of trying to grow each other, and I am here for that. If you can speak into me, if you can challenge me with something and, you know, challenge me to be better, to do better, to challenge me in the spaces of my life that I am passionate about, I am completely here for that. Like, please do that, because that shows that you love me. That shows that you care about me enough in order to, you know, assist my own thinking, regulating my own thinking and getting out of my own head. Because if you know me, I'm an overthinker. If you know me, I could, you know, get so deep into my head that I could like cloud things around me, cloud my environment, cloud my judgment. So when you speak into those intimacy levels, that makes me, you know, want to explore us even more. It makes me want to explore the option of taking it to the next level. And because I know that you're riding with me. I know that you're rocking with me. I know that, you know, it is important to you that I am straight. So with that blog post, it just opens my, you know, my mind up, and it just assists with so many other things. And it just helps. It helps with so much. Becoming celibate helped with me managing my mind. It helps me with controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts. It assisted with taking my body out the situation, because at one point I really thought that giving your body up was a form of love. That if, you know, a guy wanted your body, if he wanted you, if he admired you, if he admired your body, that came with giving up your body. And maybe I will, you know, eventually get into how I came to that conclusion, because it is, you know, it essentially is trauma. Just to think, like, anybody, and I'm not just saying out here that I was out here just, you know, sleeping with any old body and, you know, doing any old thing. No, that's most definitely far from the case. But my thinking as, you know, an adolescent and a young adult, before I came over into Christ, before I came over into the kingdom, I had a thought process that giving your body up was a form of love. And essentially it is. It just wasn't in the capacity that I thought it was. So here I am on my celibacy journey, getting my mind in order, getting my body aligned with my mind. And those right there, those two combinations are deadly. Like, they are deadly. Once you get your mind in order, your body automatically submits to your mind. And once those things happen, you have other things to come into play. Your decision making becomes so much better because you are not thinking out of emotions. You are not thinking out of lust. You are not thinking outside of with your body and how to use and how to figure out how to maneuver it. Because once you start thinking that your body is the answer, you start accepting anything, and you start basically manipulating situations. Oh, if you know, you could do this for me, then you can have this, that, and the third. And it's just like, no, that's not correct. That's not how that works. That's not what it can do, because though that's a spirit. Like, that's a spirit attached to you, that manipulation spirit. Then on top of that, you have that lustful spirit. So your lustful spirit and your manipulation spirit are working together to create this mess of a woman. And now you messy. So your decision making becomes better once your body and your mind is aligned. And the most important thing, the most beautiful thing that I just love to see my queens just strive in, just you know, just, I don't even know the word that I'm looking for, just rise so high above in, is the confidence level. Your confidence levels become so much better just in general, because you're not feeling attached to anything. You're not feeling attached to anyone. There's not any emotional connections or, you know, emotional heaviness that you have to deal with, just simply off the fact that you gave your mind, you gave your body to Christ. And now you're seeing yourself how he sees you. That you're not giving or submitting to anyone who does not meet that standard. So your confidence level becomes so much better just off of loving yourself, that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't, like, once your confidence level get into place, can't nobody tell you anything. And this is my thing about women today. And it's just, this is not to bash any woman, but I most definitely am a full-blown advocate for enhancing your confidence levels in yourself, because can't nobody tell you nothing about you. When you have your mind set on whatever you want to do, when you have your mind set on who you are, when you have your mind focused on God, when your eyes are focused on God, when you become that sunflower that God has called you to be, nothing else matters. Nothing else can shake you. Nothing else can, you know, come in a way. And you know, we all know it's easier said than done. I most definitely get that. That it's a daily thing in order to call your confidence into order, because you have to continuously be in tune with yourself and continuously work through and through who you are in order to be who you see yourself to be, or in order to be who God called you to be. So the celibacy, being celibate, having your mind in order and your body aligned with that is, it does amazing things for your confidence level. It does. And also, and these are all my experience. These are all things that I've noticed in the 7, 8, 9 years of whatever, of being celibate. And like I said before, this journey has not been perfect. And I thank God for that, because you don't understand the amount of interactions that you miss out on. You don't understand the decision making that you have, that you lose out on when you're not tempted in the spaces that you have fully given up. So it helps so much. Being celibate for me helps so much with being confused. It helps so much with spaces of confusion in my life. When you meet a guy and he's just gorgeous being, like I told you, I'm a lover of men. I appreciate their built. I appreciate their mindsets. I appreciate their logic. I love men. Like, I love them. But let's be clear. Some of them can be so trash. And I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I just feel like they have been like manipulators themselves. And I don't know if it's in their nature, so to say, but they can be trash, and they can lead you on, and they know exactly what to do and what to say to make you feel like, you know, you are the only girl in the world, but then also turns around and be like, nah, you thought wrong. This is what it was. But it was just like, no, I'm not crazy. And me and my friends talk about this all the time. It's just like, women don't become crazy. Like, I truly believe that all individuals have a crazy side of them. All individuals have a side that they don't want anybody to see. Like, we all know that. But it's the levels of how certain men push women. And I give it to men. I know some patient men who has been through some stuff and never raised a hand, never raised a finger, would never... verbal abuse of women, just patient. And we appreciate you, kings. We really do. But in the midst of when it comes to sex, I just feel like guys know how to be the master manipulators. So they can, you know, especially with women and being emotional and being nurturing, was like, all we want to do is take care of our families and, you know, be great at it, be amazing wives, be amazing girlfriends, be great business women. So when you feed into that for us, you know, we don't do anything but release ourselves even more. And that comes with the body. Now, like I said before, I thought giving your body away was the ultimate form of love. And I truly believe that it is, in the capacity that I was thinking it wasn't. But in the space that I'm in now, I understand that your body is that. Like, once you've been through the trials and tribulations, once you get to the point of marriage and stuff like that, like, it becomes a ministry for you and your husband. But it comes with a lot if it is not the right person. Guys would do anything. Certain guys, immature guys, would do anything to push confusion on you so that you can be confused. And a lot of them, so you can be submitted under them. So they could give you all the great sex in the world and treat you like trash. My journey of celibacy eliminated that confusion. It allowed me to see things for what they were. It allowed me to call those things out. It allowed me to fix in my mind, like something ain't right here. You telling me this, but you doing this. you doing this, but you telling me this. You, there's this part of this and that and that. Like, stuff just not adding up. You telling me 4 + 4 = 16, and it's like something ain't adding up. So it eliminated so many points of confusion. And, you know, I even see it in my, you know, in my friends and them coming to me with their stories and things like that. And it's just like, you don't see what he doing? Like, there's only so much support that I can get, I can give, before we can call it stupidity, or we can call it, you know, manipulation. Like, at some point in our life, and I'm not judging anybody, but this is why I'm having this conversation, because a lot of people don't understand what celibacy does for you as a individual. They don't understand. They just know my body needs it and it wants it, and I'm gonna do whatever I can do in order to reach the levels that I need to. But it comes with so much work. It comes with so much mental issues. It comes with so much releasing of your body, so releasing of yourself. It comes with so much trouble if it's not done in the right way. And I'm not trying to scare nobody. I believe that, you know, sex is a beautiful thing. I believe that done right, it could be magical and it can produce some amazing fruit. But when you don't submit your body, when you don't, you know, step away from that, like, you can get in so much trouble. But it also helps, becoming celibate for me also helped with my spiritual growth. It helped me with the idea with becoming with getting before God. And I don't know if it was the blog post that I've previously wrote or the one that I'm writing right now. I was just talking about of how I became like spiritually in tune, and or like a worshiper. And I was having a conversation with my friend, and, you know, I, like, in the midst of just me and him, I said that, oh, like, I'm a worshiper. And I swear to God, y'all, I feel like he took so much offense to this. He was just like, that's so fleshy and this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, wait, like, I value his opinion in regards to that, but I also know what God revealed to me. And before I could speak words of prayer, before I could speak into my own life, before I even knew who God was, I was shown how to be a worshiper through my grandmother. So I value that piece of me. So I would never, like, you know, relinquish or step away or anything like that, because it does not come from my flesh. It comes from a pure and honest space of myself. It's not elevating my worship more than anybody else's, because I could look around, you know, being in church, I could look around and see, like, yo, like, such and such is a worshiper, because they are able to, like, release themselves in this moment, surrender to the Holy Spirit, and just completely be on a high level with Christ. And that's when I come from, when it says, like, I'm a worshiper. No, it's other worshipers, but I was taught how to be a worshiper before I even knew before I even knew how to talk to God. So it helped with so much of my spiritual level, because I was able to, like, remove lust out the way and just truly and purely get before God. And I feel like that is the best gift that God has ever given to me. Because in the midst of everything, and I'm getting emotional right now, but in the midst of everything, I'm truly able to just surrender and, you know, just release my worship to him, because majority of the time I don't have the words. I don't, you know, and I don't want to talk. Because I get in this cycle of just repeating myself, and it's just like, Lord, well, you know, or I don't even want to be specific, but God truly showed me that he knows my heart, especially when I'm in the state of surrenderance to the Holy Spirit. So the spiritual growth has been phenomenal in regards to giving my body up. And I gave my body up before I even accepted Christ into my life. So he was doing some things in that area, in that space for me. I feel like he already knew, like, nah, sis got to step away from that life first before I even reveal to her what it will do for her. Because so many times we feel like we should give up certain stuff, but we don't even know what it's going to do for us in regards to giving that thing up, if that makes sense. Let me use an example in regards to like social media, especially when it comes to fasting. Everybody be like, oh, I gotta give up social media. I gotta give up social media for the fast. Da 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 da. Yeah, that's all cute and whatnot. But did you even ask God if that's something that he wanted you to give up in the midst of your fasting? It's the first thing to go because it's quote unquote the easiest and it's not hard. I mean, and it's hard. Like, we all are some level addicted to social media because it is easy with passing time. We can post whenever. We can do this, that, and the third. Like, we can keep in touch with people that we, you know, haven't seen in years. Also, we get the daily scoop. We all need the daily scoop. Like, what's going on in the world? So, giving up social media is, like, you know, cute or whatever. But if you don't even know what God is going to do for you in that space, if this is the thing that you just told him to, like, if you just be like, well, I'm just going to give it up for the fast. But you're not asking God, Lord, what do you want me to give up in order to become better, in order to get what you want me to have? Because it's probably not social media. It's probably sweets. Or it's probably that man that you can't stop texting. It's probably friends, like... It can go so much deeper. Like, we gotta stop surface leveling what we need to give up, because it's probably not the thing that's going to do anything for us. So now you go into a fast like, yeah, I'm going to give it up, and then when you come out, you haven't gained anything because that wasn't the thing that was trying you in your life. I'm not here to preach though. So yeah, also in my journey, it helped with my value and self-worth, like just staying away from anything, because I know I've done an episode about celibacy before, and I talked about my story and how I came into my celibate walk and how I made it to, you know, how I made it this long or whatever. And at that time, I was heartbroken. Like, I was so heartbroken. I lost my grandmother. I lost my best friend. I moved out the city. I did so much stuff trying to run. But inside, I felt worthless. I felt like I wasn't valued. Imagine spending 4 years with somebody who just gives up. So I was like hurt. Like, I just feel like, you know, you should have rocked me a little bit longer or whatever the case may be. So I was really down in, you know, I was really down in my luck in regards to, you know, this person. But through like giving up my body, surrendering my body to Christ, doing it for my spiritual growth, it helps so much with viewing myself of how God sees me. And that's my challenge to like all women. Like, how does God see you? It's so easy for us to get, you know, to be hard on ourselves in regards to this world and society and what it tells us the standard of beautiful is, the standard of smartness is, what beauty looks like, what smartness look like, what we should have and what we shouldn't have, what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And I don't subscribe to any of that. Be who you are. love what you love, do what you do. And I'm not saying that this celibacy journey is for everybody, but I'm telling you from experience what it did for me. And my value and self-worth shot up, along with my confidence, along with my decision making, along with my mind and its growth and its wisdom and its discernment. It all works together. Trust and believe that. It also helps with being direct, like completely being direct. Like, you don't have to, you know, beat around the bush and stuff like that. And so often, for the first maybe like 4 years of being celibate, it was this every time I would tell somebody, it would just be like, oh, cool, buddy. After you didn't call me beautiful, I've been getting good morning beautiful texts for 6 weeks now. Everything is going good. Now we introduce this topic into play about sex and when it's happening. And it's just like, no, I'm waiting until I'm married. Okay, cool, buddy. That's good for you. Or it's the idea of, well, maybe I could get her alone. Maybe she just playing, she just talking. And it's just like, no, like, I don't even want to feed into that. Like, I don't even want to have the conversation outside of, you know, the safety precautions, or, you know, or making the decision collectively of what we're doing in regards to our relationship. Like, I'm not trying to tell you what you're going to do. I don't want to hear what you're going to do to me. None of that, because none of that is important, because we're not going to feed into that. Like, it is pointless at this moment. So it helps you be direct. It helps you, like, get the point off. This is not what I'm doing. This is not what I'm on. So if you, you know, want to pursue me, hey, here's an open door to continuously pursue me. Other than that, let's shut it down. Let's go about our business. Let's get it out the way, because I'm not trying to be battling with you in regards to the decision that I made for my life. You either get with it or you get lost. And that's point blank, period, Pooh. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't argue with me. Argue with your mama. I know that was probably real ghetto-like, but y'all don't understand. This topic does something for me. Like, I be so aggravated, because even in the midst of all this greatness, even in the midst of the pros, there comes with so many cons. It is frustrating. It's frustrating, but, you know, let's finish with the pros. Also, it helps with your honesty. You're not lying. You're not trying to manipulate any situations. You're not trying to get over on nobody. You're not trying to do anything like that, because you're honest. You're direct about the decisions that you have for your life. You're honest about the direction that you want to go in. And it helps with the respect. Like, it helps men respect you. It helps them respect your decision. It helps them see that, oh, this is not a woman that I could play with. This is not somebody that, you know, can be affected by anything that I got going on, any of my drama, any of my trauma that I haven't dealt with. It's like, this woman has her head on her shoulders, and I can either come in and respect that, or I can get kicked to the side and get lost. And that's just the fact of the matter is, helps with your honesty. It helps with your respect levels, not for only yourself, but for other people. It helps with clarity on what you want. It goes back to, like, your, that directness, that focusness, that I might as well stop thinking about this situation. I might as well stop thinking about sex. I might as well not even indulge in it, because they ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, I'm not gonna do it. It's not something that I want, because I already have my mindset on something, and I'm honoring God in that. And that's another thing. It helps you honor God in every aspect of your life. And I know that may sound so dramatic, especially with us being these humans. You know, is sometimes there's so many parts of our lives that we do not honor God in. And it's sometimes it's not a daily thing where we. And it's not a daily thing where we honor God, but it really assists. Let me say that it really assists with you having your getting your mind in order in regards to just, you know, waking up every single day and say that even though I might not honor God with my language, I might not honor God with my thoughts all the time, I might not honor God with my actions and, you know, my attitude, I might not honor God by spending time with him in the midst of having so many things going on in our life and us always not honoring God. I believe, and you know, you can correct me because you all already know I just be on here talking. I believe that surrendering your body is a form of honoring God, and it's something that if it's something that you committed to, that's a form of something that you're doing every single day. Every single day you're honoring God by the surrenderance of your body, even though we have to repent for the other things that we are not honoring God by. So it's just so much beauty in being celibate. Like, I don't want y'all, like, people think that it's a death sentence and that you're like, you're not enjoying life. Y'all would be so surprised at the craziness that, you know, people would say, because sometimes it's women too. Like, I can't do that, Brisha. I can't do that. But once you have an idea and once you know who you are, nothing can, you know, shake that. And like I said before, it has not been perfect. It's so many cons that comes along with this, just like as so many pros. Like, it's frustrating. You're trusting God, which is another pro, but you're trusting God to fulfill your desires, fulfill your want to be married and have that and be intimate and have sex with your husband. But, you know, here it is 7-8 years down the line, and I can't even imagine for the people who submitted their surrendered themselves 16 years ago and still isn't married and still is trusting God. You know, it's, but I don't want to get into that as if it was it's a bad thing, because it's not. It's the ultimate faith. It's just like, I'm trusting God in every single thing that I'm doing, every single part of my life. But I tell God all the time, this is frustrating, because it is something that, you know, I desire, but also I desire you even more. I desire you absolutely even more. I think it was a part of my life where I became so frustrated with God in this journey. And it was like recently, like last year, maybe like October or November, maybe like September or like August, on my little Instagram page, because I'm appreciative of men. And like I told y'all, I love men, especially black men. But I would, like, you know, be following like these celebrities on social media, and so often, like almost every day, if not every day, if not every hour, I was like reposting on my story these men that I felt were beautiful. And it went on for a while. It went on so long that one of my covenant sisters in a whole nother state, honey. That's why y'all have to hook up with people who are in tune, who love God, who love you, who are just, you know, just amazing in regards to just speaking into you. Because like I told y'all, I'm the type that love to be challenged. I'm the type that love to be corrected. If you're not correcting me, if you're not challenging me, then you don't love me. And that's just my thought process, because I can be hard on myself. So if you know how I operate and you're not, you know, challenging me to do that, then you want me to like fail. But that's probably too much like pressure on somebody. But still. But my covenant sister in a whole nother state reached out to me and was like, sis, what's going on? Seriously, this is not you. Like, I can literally see you in a dark room, and like, even though the lust that you're projecting on your social media page is subtle, I know that it runs deeper than you just posting some pictures of men. Because it was never about like, it was never me like posting them and just sending like hard eyes or like, ooh, this is my man, this is what I want to do to them. Like, no. Because I always had some type of boundaries. I always had some type of standard. But there was, I was constantly doing it. I'm just like, oh, he fine post. Oh, he fine post. Oh, look at them arms post. Oh, look at that back post. And it was just like, no, like it's subtle. And, you know, maybe the maybe somebody looking in is looking at, oh, you know, she just admired him. Oh, she just questioned him. She was like, no, I know it runs deeper than that. And she just spoke it to me like, I see you sitting in a dark room and just, and I couldn't do anything but cry, like, because that was true. Like, I was so frustrated with God in my celibate journey that I literally lost sight of why I was doing it in the first place. By, like, forgetting everything that he took me through. Forgetting that he obviously delivered me from lust. What was it? Five years ago. And because I'm frustrated with you, I'm just going to get right back into sin. Like, huh? How you honoring God in that? So that's where my frustration comes in. The cons, like, you have trouble dating as well. Like, so many times a guy approached me and I'm just thinking we gonna hit it off this, that, and the third, and you be like, oh, I'm not doing nothing to marriage. Oh, nope, I'm good. But the craziest thing is with me, which leads back to the frustration, it's just like guys would meet up with you or meet you, want to have sex with you, and then eventually try to make you your girlfriend, their girlfriends, like 10 months down the line. And I'm not saying this is for every guy. I know it's some amazing men out there who are saving themselves for marriage, who are striving to be the best of them, who are in tune with God, who are like, who do have standards in regards to sex, in regards to a mate, in regards to intimacy. But it's a lot of guys out here that don't. Y'all will be absolutely surprised. And that's why I'm going to just complete transparency on this show today. That's why I don't get on dating apps no more. Because when you get on dating apps, it's like a freaking sex pool, a sex fest or something. Like, they get on there and they just, it's like they get into your DMs just for sex. And it's like, you don't know nothing about me. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I'm battling with emotionally, mentally. You just know that I created a profile and I'm just here. You don't even know if I'm the feds. You just know. You literally just know that I got on here to make a profile. Like, it's just the most disgusting thing ever. Like, you invite me over your house before you even know my last name, before you know my favorite color, honey, before you know my favorite flower. And if you follow me on social media, you know my favorite flower. Like, so death to true dating. But also understanding the Christian lifestyle that we live. We're trusting God in all of this. Also cons. I said it was a death sentence, but that is probably extremely dramatic. So I'm gonna skip over that one. Yeah, that was very, very dramatic. So yeah, it's just like so much to go in, and also so much to be in it. Like, it's not perfect. You know, when you celibate, you can't think that you're better than anybody, because you most definitely go in battle as well. I think I've said this before, but that's why I do not judge anybody who does not make the decision to be celibate. Like, we all fall short of God's glory. And that's one thing that we most definitely have to understand, that we all fall short. So whether you are a virgin, whether you still sexually active, or whether you are celibate and waiting to marriage, like, we still, like, even though, you know, we all, like, even though we are all in different stages when it comes to sexual, being sexual or the lack thereof, we still lacking in other areas of our life. Like, no one is perfect. No one is free from sin. So we just most definitely working through that every step of the way. Like, and for my ladies who even is just considering it and considering, you know, surrendering their bodies to God, you don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't. It's nobody's decisions but yours. And I can tell you, lust from experience, like I told y'all, that's not only the only thing that I battle with in regards to lust. Like, lust has been very heavy and on me, and it's something that is a process every day to stay away from, because again, I love men. I appreciate men. I appreciate the strongness of them and the warmth. I love men. But glory to God for completely just delivering me from the thought process that I had in regards to my frustrations. Because, like, just like any father, you know how you have a father or you have a mother and they tell you something and you just like, no, that's not how it is. And I'm going to prove to you that's not how it is. And y'all, like, when I surrendered my body and learned what it means to be celibate, learned what it means to give my body to Christ, after so long and being frustrated, I'm just like, but Lord, that's not how it is, because look, I'm gonna show you. But that lust took so, it was so heavy on me. It was such a heavy spirit on me to the point of not even functioning well, not even doing stuff well, like picking up other spirits, like manipulation. Like, this podcast is completely from experience. And if I had the time, y'all, I would go into the specifics of everything, but of course we really don't have the time for that. And that's okay, because eventually I will have the time to tell y'all everything that I have most definitely been through. But in regards to that post that I read earlier, the longer you stay celibate, the idea of someone touching you who doesn't meet your wants or needs mentally, spiritually, or physically will make you feel sick. Maybe this is the key to life. It's true. It's true. Like, you don't even want to entertain anybody who is not feeding you, that's not speaking into you, that's not affirming you, that's not giving you what you want or what you need way before y'all touch the bed. And that's just my message here today. Like, once, the longer you become celibate, you will not settle. You will never settle. It is not important to you to settle. It is not a thought that passes through your mind. And that's why we sometimes, and I'm not talking to everybody, I truly believe that God wants us to have our desires. And, you know, that's why I get out of my head, like, if God don't want me to be married, then I'm just gonna be fine with that, because at this point and where I'm at right now, I cannot settle. I already know what it feels to, what it means to be fulfilled in Christ. Why would I go back and let somebody treat me like trash just because I'm so emotionally messed up and so tied up in their mess? I don't want that. This has been the best feeling that I have ever. Like, this is one of the best gifts that God has ever given me. And that was surrendering my body to Him. Point blank, period. Surrendering my body to God was everything that I needed in order to be the woman that I am today, in order to focus, in order to set a standard in my life, in order to assist me with breaking generational curses. I truly am a generational curse breaker. I will not let anybody into my space that is not approved or access, or has access granted by God. And I'm just so passionate about this, because I can tell you the ups and downs, and I'm going to be real with you. Like, so many people come by and just like, it's just a bliss, or don't want to really talk about it. I'm going to get down and gritty with you. I'm going to tell you the positives. I'm going to tell you the cons, but I'm going to also tell you the real. The real is, this was the best thing for me. I'm not sure what emotional or mental or physical or spiritual issues that you deal with that's going to be best for you. Like I said, I don't judge. I can only tell you from my perspective and how it assisted me with becoming better, with becoming the woman that God desired me to be, and the woman that I wanted to be at the end of the day. And it only gets better. You only run into people who feed you. And even if they don't work out romantically, they will forever honor you for not breaking what you started. Not just giving in. And it will not be easy. You're going to have to make some decisions that will affect your environment, that will separate you from the next person. That's going to be hard. You're going to have to make some decision that's going to be completely hard. That stuff that you're going to be like, you're going to look back and be like, I don't even know how I did that. I don't even know how I stayed away from that. I don't even know. But it's so worth it. It really, really is, y'all. I can't express that enough. But so I just appreciate y'all for rocking with me. I appreciate y'all for just listening with me, spending this time with me, this hour or so, like, however, you know, whatever the time space, whether you had to listen to it, you know, halfway and come back and listen to it. I just appreciate y'all for rocking with me. I love y'all. Y'all my family. Y'all already know what it is. Like, most definitely hit me up via our email address, like, especially if you relate or if you have any questions. Y'all already know I'm giving it to y'all real and honest and raw. And, you know, y'all already know the Gmail, the thequeendomhour@gmail.com. Most definitely go follow me on social media, the Queendom Hour on Instagram, _ Queen Bichet on Twitter, _ Queen Bichet on Instagram. And then I just love y'all. Thank you for rocking with me. This was another episode of the Queendom Hour. Bye, y'all.